Terry Siminski, the subsistence program leader for the Tongass National Forest, says the closure now is mostly procedural, since the district rangers are limited to 60-day actions. The federal subsistence closure mirrors the state sport hunting ban on the taking of does around Hoonah. Siminski says the near-perfect storm of circumstances that drove down the deer population on northeast Chichikov will not be remedied until the weather, both literally and figuratively, improves.
The idea with this closure is that we're not concerned about the viability of deer in northeast Chichikov. That's why taking bucks is still okay. They can still take 6 bucks a year up there. But the idea is to preserve as many does as possible so that as soon as the winter severity reduces, those does can help repopulate quicker.
Siminski says the biology of the problem is relatively simple. 2 years of hard winters and late spring snows have noticeably cut deer numbers in the Hoonah area. Siminski says local hunters have observed the decline along with biologists, but knowing the exact numbers is an inexact science. Visual observation is paired with indexing based on what the deer eat and pellets, which are what they leave behind.
A few years ago, when deer populations were probably above carrying capacity, when the deer hunting was really good, and you'd go out and you'd see these areas that were just very heavily browsed. Now, like in northeast Chichikov, those areas are not hardly browsed at all. So that gives you a pretty good indication that there's fewer deer, but to give that a number, I don't know of anybody that would be willing to do that.
And in 30 field days and covered 2,100 miles of the road system there, primarily in Freshwater Bay, we only GPS 52 does. We should have seen 200 to 300 does easily.
That's Phil Mooney, area management biologist for the state Department of Fish and Game. Mooney and his crew of 5 technicians provided most of the data to support first the state sport hunting closure and now the federal subsistence closure. Each of the last 2 springs, Mooney has seen an unusually large number of winter-killed does on area beaches, which surprised him. Of all deer, healthy adult does are usually in the best condition to survive a rough winter. There are other factors besides weather that contribute to deer decline in this part of Game Management Unit 4. Mooney says the same logging road system that allows him to count deer also allows access to interior hunting that is not found to nearly the same degree elsewhere on Admiralty, Baranof, or Chichikov Islands.
You can go to Mud Bay on Kruzov, you can go to False Island Road System, but essentially 85% of our deer harvest comes from the shoreline. And so what you're doing is you're taking out that refugia.
Besides the access created by logging roads, there's also the logging. Hoonah has one of 3 remaining sawmills in southeast and is the epicenter of most logging activity on the northern Tongass. Mooney says northeast Chichikov already has a lot of natural habitat fragmentation, and clear-cutting compounds the problem. Deer do not winter in the open muskegs or in clear-cuts and favor the thermal cover of mature forests. Mooney thinks logging affects the deer's food supply in a couple of ways.
The winter bottleneck is the winter. It's not summer food. We still have lots of summer food, but that's changing. You're starting to see as the new trees come into these clear cuts, they're forcing out, shading out things like blueberry and huckleberry. And so you're going to see that plateau come down. And then they're doing a lot of second growth thinning. And one of the concerns we do have and keep an eye on is that slash, the trees that are cut and get piled up, if that becomes a barrier to the deer coming down the hill, then that can also be a problem.
Mooney and the state have been working on a radio collaring project to study how deer move through fragmented habitat over the course of a couple of seasons. The Forest Service referred me to a public affairs office in Washington, D.C., when I asked about the impact of habitat fragmentation on deer populations. At the same time that the Federal Subsistence Board closed doe hunting for the rest of the season on northeast Chichikov, it declined to close adjacent areas to doe hunting by non-federally qualified users in the month of December. Basically, that means residents traveling into the unit from urban areas would be limited to bucks only. Terry Siminski says Hoonah's proximity to Juneau via the ferry is yet another facet of this issue. he says there was insufficient data to justify temporary closures of drainages in Chatham, Peril, and Icy Straits, as well as in Tenakee Inlet. But a proposal for a permanent December doe closure for urban hunters remains on the subsistence board's agenda. Saminsky says a lot of analysis will have to happen before the proposal passes.
That'd be like people that live in Juneau and Ketchikan in Southeast. Before we restrict their uses, we have to have a very good reason to do that.
The permanent doe closure in December on Northeast Chichagof has been proposed by the Federal Subsistence Regional Advisory Council. That group will meet next, beginning March 16th in Ketchikan. The Federal Subsistence Board will take up the permanent closure when it meets beginning May 18th in Anchorage. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.